Mini-episode 766 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 766 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com insider for our 13th season covering the NFL. This is your week 5 recommendation for fantasy football starters. We've got some preface notes that we'll be delivering every week. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether or not to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a stroke of great luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. Now, in very shallow leagues, you can pick up potential impact players off the waiver wire, but you hardly need a fantasy football industry source to tell you to do that. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Okay, here's our list of constants for the season. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys. You leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. There are three quarterbacks: Cam Newton, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady when available. There are eight running backs: Todd Gurley, David Johnson, Adrian Peterson, Ezekiel Elliott, Eddie Lacy, Devontae Freeman, Lamar Miller, and Doug Martin. There are nine wide receivers: Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Dez Bryant, A.J. Green, Allen Robinson, Brandon Marshall, and Jordy Nelson. There are four tight ends: Rob Gronkowski, Jordan Reed, Delanie Walker, and Greg Olsen. With the gimmies out of the way, in a moment, a look at the more marginal picks for this week. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Would you walk us through a typical day for you?
Yeah, great. Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah, I just stare at my desk. But it looks like I'm working. I do that for probably another hour after lunch, too. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Remember, our recommendations for the Thursday NFL games are always up on our Twitter account, at the FDH Lounge. The New York Jets, Miami, Minnesota, and Carolina are on the bye this week. We like 12 QBs this week: Sam Bradford, Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, Jay Cutler, Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco, Eli Manning, Carson Palmer, Philip Rivers, Matt Ryan, Tyrod Taylor, and Russell Wilson. We like 19 running backs: Giovanni Bernard, LeGarrette Blount, Justin Forsett, Devontae Freeman, Melvin Gordon, Todd Gurley, Carlos Hyde, Mark Ingram, Chris Johnson, Duke Johnson, Deion Lewis, Doug Martin, Alfred Morris, DeMarco Murray, Joseph Randall, Darren Sproles, TJ Yeldon, Carlos Williams, and Danny Woodhead. We like 17 wide receivers: Keenan Allen, Travis Benjamin, Anquan Boldin, John Brown, Amari Cooper, Julian Edelman, Mike Evans, Larry Fitzgerald, Vincent Jackson, James Jones, Marvin Jones, Jeremy Maclin, Jordan Matthews, Allen Robinson, Emmanuel Sanders, Golden Tate, and Terrence Williams. We like seven tight ends. Martellus Bennett, Charles Clay, Owen Daniels, Antonio Gates, Travis Kelce, Delanie Walker, and Jason Witten. There are no teams that we have labeled as all out, meaning that we don't like any of their players. There are also no teams that are labeled all in, meaning that we like all of their marginal players in addition to the gimmies. Every week we recommend five of these players as especially strong, and this week's slate includes Matt Ryan, DeMarco Murray, Todd Gurley, Emmanuel Sanders, and Allen Robinson. Thanks for checking us out. Again, for a more comprehensive look at this year's fantasy football season, download our free guide, Fantasy Football Draftology 2015, available on the main page at fantasydrafthelp.com. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with superstars such as Chip Carey, Lex Luger, Nikita Koloff, and Bob Barker from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.